to the Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, an English teacher who lives in Oswego, New York. Her preaching is entitled, The Will of the Father, and the scripture is from the Gospel of Matthew.
While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." This is one of those scriptural passages that has the good people scrambling for a respectable explanation. It's difficult, isn't it, to overlook the fact that Jesus is treating his mother and the others, but never mind the others, he is treating his mother like everybody else, not as special. Why is this troubling? Because from childhood, both religion and culture have taught us that some people are somehow better than others, more deserving of our attention, particularly mothers, and most particularly the Mother of God. Jesus' attitude seems to go against the kind of politeness that all families want to imbue in their children, and it contradicts the reverence that even adults are meant to show certain persons, mothers, church people, elected officials, etc. An episode of the TV mystery series, Father Brown, bears on this situation. Father Brown himself can truly be said to treat everyone almost equally, with a slight bias toward the suffering and the poor. The parish secretary, on the other hand, Mrs. McCarthy, is propriety and judgmentalism brought to life. She is infuriated by discovering an obviously down-on-his-luck person taking a nap in the confessional, and Father Brown's insistence on offering the man a bed in the rectory astounds and offends her deep-seated beliefs. Her beliefs? That unshaven, ill-dressed, and hungry persons do not belong in a world of well-brought-up, nice people, especially here in a Catholic parish which is expecting a visit from the bishop. As it turns out, the poor man has nothing to do with the murder, which is the ostensible point of the program. And Mrs. McCarthy learns nothing from his presence, even when he is dressed in choir robes and leading the singing. He is still low life to her, even as the TV audience is made to realize that a Christ figure has been part of their murder mystery. Apparently, the program seems to say, in Mrs. McCarthy's view, the Beatitudes only apply to nice people, especially when the bishop and his retinue are expected. What does this have to do with today's scripture passage? Jesus' words, "Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother," offer no insult to Mary and the others. His words reestablish that what matters is doing the Father's will, not the credentials ascribed to certain persons. This message would probably be easier for us to accept if those waiting to speak to him had been Pharisees or other self-regarding persons. We would then interpret his words as a rejection of artificial distinctions, elitism based on appearances or titles. But his refusal to consider his family, especially his mother, as more important than his disciples, underscores his conviction that doing the Father's will is all. Thank you.